While inspecting the office of Jim's old nightclub, Sonny and Buddy were suddenly surprised by two of Jim's old gangsters who demanded the map which is supposed to guide our little adventurers to the hidden treasure. When Sonny and Buddy refused to give up the map, the gangsters tried to take it from them and were just about to succeed when our old friend the sheriff suddenly appeared and with drawn gun put an end to the plans of the desperados. As we tune in on the little party tonight, we find them still in the office of the nightclub. As the sheriff says,
"Hello, you dirty scallywags. You thought you was going to take the map away from these two little boys and beat us to the buried treasure, eh? Well, not while Sheriff Ebenezer Velvet is on the job, you ain't. I've got the drop on you. And if you make a move, I'll fit you so full of lead you'll look like a flower snifter."
"Hey, Sheriff, you'd better search these men and see if they have any guns."
"That's a good idea, Sonny. Charcoal, look through their pockets and see if they got any shooting irons."
"I'll help you, Charcoal."
"Yeah, so will I."
"Yes, here's the gun, Mr. Sheriff."
"And here's another one."
"All right, put the guns in my pocket, boys. That's our evidence. And now I'm going to take you fellas back to town and have you locked up."
"You can't arrest us. You're not an officer in Mexico."
"Yeah, maybe I ain't an officer in Mexico. And maybe I can't arrest you. But I can see to it that you are arrested. You struck these two little innocent boys. And there's a law against that. And I'm going to see to it that you're put in jail for assault and battery. Charcoal, go out there and start old True Law so I can get these two varmints back to town."
"He can't, Sheriff. Your car's at the other end of the cave."
"Why, sure. Don't you remember, Sheriff? We parked old True Love there when we started to follow that green line on the map that led into the tunnel."
"Jumping G Hotspot. I plumb forgot about that. But, Charcoal, go and get the car quick and drive it back here to the side entrance. I'll hold these fellas till you get here. Hurry now, Charcoal."
"Shall I go with him, Sheriff?"
"Nope. You go telephone the police station that I'm on the way with these two new boarders for the jailhouse."
"Okay."
"And, Buddy, you run and get my hat for me."
"Well, where is your hat?"
"I don't know. When I heard you boys are hollering for help up here, I was in such an all-fired hurry that I dropped my hat somewheres and didn't stop to get it. Look down in the basement."
"Hello? Hello? 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 Hey, Sheriff, this phone's out of order."
"Here, try the one out there in the hall. And if you get a hold of the police, tell them I've got these scalawags, and maybe they better come out here and help me get them to town."
"All right, Sheriff."
You've got the drop on us this time, Sheriff. But we'll get that map of the buried treasure yet. You'll see. Yeah, we got a right to our share of the money and jewels, and we're going to get it."
"Yep, Mary Lopez told me when she went to jail that you'd most likely be looking for the treasure, and she wanted us to get here ahead of you."
"What?
Wait a minute, Sheriff. You say Mary Lopez is in jail?"
"Yes, sir. She's safe in jail."
"In jail? You're crazy. There she is right now coming in the door."
"Where?"
"Look behind you. Pistol, grab his gun."
"Oh!
Take that, your imitation, Sheriff. It's an old trick, Sheriff, but you fell for it. Come on, Joe, let's beat it."
"Sonny, Buddy, stop him, stop him."
"What happened, Sheriff?"
"Yeah, they tricked me, knocked me down and grabbed my gun. Charcoal, where in tarnation is Charcoal?"
"Why, Charcoal hasn't come back with the car yet." "Well, what's the matter, Sheriff?"
"Well, them there deceitful scalawags took advantage of me. Just cause I turned my back on them, they grabbed my gun, knocked me down, stomped on me, called me an imitation sheriff and run off."
"There they go in their car. They've made their escape."
"Their car? Did they have a car?"
"Why, sure they did. It was parked just outside the door."
"Well, why in tarnation didn't you tell me? We could have used it."
"There's Charcoal with old True Love. Come on, Sheriff. We may be able to catch them."
"Yeah, come on." "Charcoal, the prisoners got away. Hurry, chase them. Come on, step on the gas."
"And I got my gun, but did they get the map?"
"No, I have it safe in my pocket."
"Say, isn't that their car ahead of us?"
"No, they drove a bright yellow sedan. Faster, Charcoal. Come on, you can get more speed than that out of this old car."
"How come you let them fellas get away, Mr. Sheriff?"
"Well, I didn't know about the other fellas."
"What other fellas?"
"Why, didn't I tell you? Them gangsters had their friends hid out in their car. And all of a sudden, four other bandits come rushing into the nightclub. And all six of them jumped on me, and I had a terrible time. Well, I fought them until I had four of them out on the floor, and then of a sudden one of the dirty scoundrels hit me from behind, and the other one grabbed my gun. Of course, I had to give up then, and they got away."
"That's a good story, Sheriff, but the first time you told it, you forgot to mention the other four men."
"Well, I must have been a little excited if I forgot about it. But they won't get far. I'm going straight to the police station and organize a posse."
"A posse? Don't you mean a posse, Sheriff?"
"Yeah, a posse, a posy, or a pussy, or something. Anyway, I'm going to get a crowd together and capture them sneaking skunks."
"Say, listen. There's a calliope. Gee whiz, Sonny. Is it time for the show?"
"Well, it must be. Yeah, look, there's Dad. He's making his announcement. I guess he's wondering what's keeping us."
"Well, I'll let you boys out of Joffrey, because I know Doc will be madder than a wet hen if the show don't go on time."
"Here we are, Dad."
"Hail to you all, ladies and gentlemen. Our little entertainers are arriving. And now you'll be paid for the long wait get you mad. Come on, boys. We're waiting for you. In the meantime, folks, if you want a bottle of my life-giving liquid, it's yours for $1. And now, get ready, my good friends, for here is the first thrill of the evening as Sambo sings Hands Across the Table. All right, here we go.
Hands across the table while the lights are low. Though you hush your lips, your fingertips tell me all I want to know. Hands across the table, me so tenderly. And they say in their little way that you belong to me.
Hey, Mr. Doc, Miss Betty's getting supper ready, and she wants me to ask y'all what you'd like to have. Rasmus, what did you want for supper?
I want some coffee and some corn muffins and some bacon and eggs.
Coffee, corn muffins, bacon and eggs.
Yeah.
And, Mr. Doc, what did you want?
Well, I'll take the same, Sambo, but eliminate the eggs.
Yeah, it's the same thing, but, what was that you said you'd have for supper, Mr. Doc?
I said I'd have the same as Rasmus, but I want the eggs eliminated.
Yeah, the eggs eliminated. Well, I'm powerful sorry to deform you, Mr. Doc, but Miss Betty done dropped that lemonade this morning and broke the handle plumb off.
you crazy galoot. Lemonade ain't something you does to the egg. That means to leave off the egg. You don't want no egg. Don't you know nothing ain't tall?
Well, not much, but you seem to be pretty smart. Now, can you tell me the difference between a white cow and a yellow canary bird?
Why, sure I can tell you the difference between a white cow and a yellow canary bird.
Well, what is the difference?
The shape.
Yeah, that's what I always thought.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me, Rastus, what is a hypocrite?
A hypocrite is a little boy what comes to school with a smile on his face.
Yeah.
Speaking by school, Rasmus, just reminds me that I had to make up a little piece of poetry to hand in at the class tomorrow, and I had to use the word ransom.
Ransom? R-A-N-S-O-M-E?
Yeah, that's it. And here's what I read. My sister's beau called on her the other night. He was so tall and handsome. And just to kiss his red ruby lips, her very soul she'd ransom.
Well, that's pretty good, Bob, but I reckon I can beat that. Now, you just listen to some of my poetry. Our tomcat sat on the sewing machine. He was so tall and handsome. That sewing machine took 99 stitches in his tail. And boy, you can bet that tomcat ran some.
And now here's a tip from Rastus, girls. He says, don't let your love go wrong. Don't let your love go wrong.
Don't let your eyes go goo-goo. Don't let your mind go ga-ga. Don't let yourself get hot, John. Don't let your love go wrong. Don't let the moonlight get you. Don't let a stranger pet you. Don't let a kiss upset you. Don't let your love go wrong. Remember who you're promised to. No matter where or when. You feel a thrill against your will. Count up to ten, be yourself again. Don't let your nerves go, ha-ha. Don't let your heart go, boom-ba. Don't let your mind go, ga-ga. Don't let your love go wrong.
Let's run to the house car and get cleaned up.
The house car? You mean the hotel, don't you?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the house car being burned. Well, let's get to the hotel then.
Okay, hurry. And I'll tell you, as soon as we finish washing up, we'll get charcoal and hurry back to the key. You know, we've got the map, and while the sheriff and his posy, or Puss here, our posse, is looking for the bandit. Well, we'll try to find the buried treasure.
All right. Say, look, Sonny.
What?
Look at that car coming down the street. Isn't that...
Yeah, that's it. That's the yellow sedan the gangsters were driving.
It looks like they're headed towards us.
Why, they are. They're after us. Come on, let's try to make it to the hotel.
Hey, boys, wait a minute.
Don't stop, buddy. Run faster.
Come on, Joe. Hop out of the car. We can run them down. You kids had better stop. We'll get you anyhow, and what do you no good to try and run away?
We can make it, Sonny. It's just another block. Run fast.
All right. Come on, turn in this alley. Hurry.
Just what we wanted, Joe. Now we've got them. That's a blind alley, and they can't get out the other end. Step on it now. We got them cornered. Hey, you kids, give me that map.
No, we won't get it to you.
Oh, yes, you will. You ain't got the sheriff here to help you now. We got you boys just where we want you.
Cornered in a blind alley and no way to escape. Well, it looks as if the treasure map is going to slip away from our little adventurers. But wait and see what happens in our next chapter. Sonny and Buddy may yet find a way to save themselves and the map.